Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Dumbass. I am your host, Dipshit Dal. And today's episode is a musical edition. Hopefully you can hear the song in the back. Right now I got the Streets of Bakersfield playing in this opener. Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Well, I had grown up in outside of Bakersfield, California, and we listened to a lot of country music. A lot of older country music was also listened to. Today, my episode's gonna be about how possibly the artist going by the name of Jelly Roll has kind of changed around the format of country music. Now, Jelly Roll, he's not a country artist. I mean, if you've ever heard of Jelly Roll, he's got songs that are kind of like in the hip hop or rap category, and he's, hold on, I'm just looking through this. He's got some good songs like Son of a Sinner and Save Me. Dead Man Walking is recently on the radios. And, Jelly Roll's got some really good songs. I'm going to have Dead Man Walking playing right now in the background. This one's 5 on the rock and roll charts. Jelly Roll's also done the This Past Weekend podcast with Theo Vaughn. But yeah, Jelly Roll's a really interesting cat, and hopefully he becomes like a new age country, because country needs to take a turn. I think Jelly Roll, yeah, really started in like the rap or whatever area, and now it's he's on rock stations. But like he says, it's therapeutic music, and Jelly Roll's always a good listen to browse through and just see. Even like if you go to Pandora or whatever, the different artists that pop up, it's really cool. And hopefully Jelly Roll's able to hop into all these maybe he's able to do some real good therapeutic music, and it become like a more popular. But I know that the song Dead Man Walking that I was just playing, it's like I said, number 5 on the rock and roll charts. So I grew up listening in the 90s to country. Now, country in the 90s, every generation says, oh, this generation was better, or they always like the past generation. 90s country to me is always like, reminds me of, being little, CMT was always playing at the house, and I would hear the different country songs, Alan Jackson and Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith. He's a really good one. I've seen him a couple times live. Toby Keith's actually the first concert that I had ever went to, and started me on a whole adventure of concert going. And he's still one of the only country concerts that I had ever went to. But I've fallen off of the whole music thing, and I don't know, Jelly Roll's pretty good music, and it's getting me back into it. But I kind of fell off of listening to music. I know that sounds like a psychopathic thing to say, but it felt like everything that was coming out was just pop culture shit that was basically just mix and mash together, and they know what sells, so they're gonna keep doing the same things. I felt like for a while music had just really fallen off and wasn't as therapeutical as what it's supposed to be. And Jelly Roll's songs, they're really, really good. He's got ones with even Tech N9ne, and he's got the song Bottle and Mary Jane. A lot of them are are really cool songs. Like I said, I fell off of listening to country because every song just became like like I like to call them is the Austin Powers of country music. Now, if you don't know the Austin Powers of country music, they start out every single song and they're like, "Yeah, baby," or "Hi, baby," and that's Florida Georgia Line. But even a lot of the artists in the country music scene, I'm not able to really relate to their songs or even their voice. I just feel like a lot of it's more of a pop radio station, and then they're also doing the same thing that all music charts do is just replay the same 8 songs in different orders. So to actually find really good music and everything, you got to go on some dives and stuff. And it's cool that I've been listening to Jelly Roll for probably about a year now, and he's now on like the he's now charting. That's cool. He's also got a song that's with the comedian Andrew Schultz, and it's called Opener Up. That's a good song. It was done during the quarantine, and it's open her up like a can of beans, open her up like a jar of weed, open her up like Forrest Whitaker's eye, open her up, let's see what's inside. That's the chorus of Open Her Up, if you didn't know. I just made your ear holes bleed with some of my singing. But it's really interesting because the artists in country music that I do happen to enjoy are more like Eric Church, Bradley Gilbert, Aaron Lewis. I know he wasn't originally a country artist or anything, but I do tend to enjoy those guys more. Jason Aldean does have some good like country party type songs, and that's always fun to he's got the fun type of music, you know? But the other ones, they just got like really pop-ish, or like they found what works, which is able for them to sell millions in records. But I just felt like a lot of it wasn't as therapeutic, or it wasn't with as much heart as what it could have been. And that's just my perspective from someone who listens. But you know, I'm like the people, anyone who has like those generational music things, like songs just hit different because you grew up listening to them, or it brings back experiences of like fishing when you were little or anything like that. Because we used to always have old school country playing in the 90s, so I would listen to like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Buck Owens. That was what me and my grandpa listened to driving around in his truck. Me and Papa would listen to country, like real country is what he called it, and you know, Waylon Jennings, and we'd listen to all of them while we were out fishing or driving around hunting snakes. And then whenever I was with my mom, she would always be playing like Kenny Chesney, Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, Where Are the Bodies, Toby Keith. And then my dad, he was more hooked on Elvis still. I think he grew up and Elvis was the hot shit, but I grew up with a lot of Elvis too, and was and actually still a fan of Elvis. So my musical taste is really all over the place. Old school country, real country, as Papa used to call it. The 90s country, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, and then, you know, today's type stuff is more like Jelly Roll, Tom McDonald, Chris Wiebe. As far as country goes, like I said, I like Eric Church, Jason Aldean's good stuff. Some of Luke Bryan's is all right, but he's also on that fringe of pop stuff. And I get it. Once you get up to a certain area and you're making that money, it's a lot easier to just kind of keep on making those same songs. But it's interesting how Jelly Roll's music is kind of just popping now. Here's another one, a Bottle and Mary Jane, I'm gonna have playing in the background. All right, wait for it. I forgot how long the intro was to this. So yeah, I'm not trying to get flagged or banned for playing some of his songs, but playing some of them so that way you guys can kind of hear them. But I do think Jelly Roll is actually, without even really trying to do it, the man's music is probably going to be saving like rock and roll culture slash country music culture. Because like if you throw on Johnny Cash's Hurt album, and you know a lot of the songs are covers or anything like that, but just the feel of that guy's voice and the tunes that Johnny Cash was able to carry on. You know, I'm saying Jelly Roll, he's got those songs that it's able to hit, and he's real. He'll talk about addiction, he'll talk about drinking, smoking. Videos are showing people doing coke and stuff like that. Like that's what country was real shit, you know, it was outlaw stuff. And this is definitely the type of music that I do enjoy. I'm not really, like I said, I'm not big on the yeah baby of the country Austin Powerses that we got going on, or the guys who are doing nothing but just like sand through their nose in the back road. You know, they're just like sounds like they're almost like T-Pain. Like it sounds like they're almost singing in autotune with their balls in a vice. It's odd, but you know, whatever. But yeah, if you haven't heard Jelly Roll or anything like that, check him out. It's a really good listen. It's really oh, commercial. I don't need to be playing that. Get flagged by Big Brother Disney. Oh boy, I heard you were playing my commercial and you don't want to pay me. But yeah, check out Jelly Roll. This is Son of a Sinner, and he's on YouTube. He's hopefully, hold on, let me pause real quick. Hopefully this year, I did see that he is performing on a stage in Fremont Street, October 16th, I believe, and that's also the weekend of Skankfest in Vegas. So hopefully we're able to get to where we can hear Jelly Roll do more interviews. I know he's been on Fighter and the Kid, and he's also was on this past weekend, but maybe get him on the SDR show with Big Jay Oakerson. That'd be pretty cool. Gas Digital. Maybe we can make that work. Or just have him do the goddamn comedy jam with Josh. Have him do the j goddamn comedy jam with Josh Adam Myers. Me and Jelly Roll, we're going to be doing some coke all night, and we're going to be drinking some whiskey. I'm Josh Adam Myers with the 500. That's my impression of Josh Adam Myers. I can't do it too long because it really hurts my fucking throat. But I'm gonna roll out right now, and here's a little bit of a Son of a Sinner.
Just a little right and wrong.
All right. So, yeah, I am Dipshit Dal. This has been another episode of the Daily Dumbass. This has been a musical one. We've got a couple musical ones that we've done, but this is the first time doing a musical one featuring Jelly Roll. So, I hope you enjoyed.